time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Shot of tequila, beer on tap, sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Oh, turn it up. A shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, a O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E. That's just a time, a good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Good time, yeah, good time.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Everyone survived. The Japan Airlines Airbus A350 was landing at Haneda Airport in Tokyo on a flight from Sapporo when, as local video shows it, a large burst of fire erupted from the side of the plane, the fire eventually engulfing the entire aircraft. Japan Airlines says all 400 passengers and crew got out. Cause of the blaze is unknown. An FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force is leading the investigation after a deadly vehicle crash in Rochester, New York that turned out to be more.
That crash impact so intense it pushed vehicles into other cars and people outside a New Year's Eve celebration near Rochester, New York's Kodak Center. Rochester Police Chief David Smith says they then found something suspicious.
First responders located at least a dozen gasoline canisters.
The Joint Terrorism Task Force now investigating whether this was a planned terror attack that killed two people and injured five others in Rochester, New York. Andy Field, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn
more. Businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, January milk steady at 1540, February and March both up 4, February at 1573, March 1639, April steady at 1716. Cheese markets, barrels down 3 to 140, 40-pound blocks up 4 to 147, 10 trade a barrel, 8 trade a block on the day, cash butter up a half to 260, 6.5, 2 trades, grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 117, 2 trades, Dryway steady at 38.5, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. Limited volume was seen across the entire livestock complex. There was the light volume, there was a lot of volatility and a wide trading range with little to no fundamental indications. Hog markets also moving mostly lower following the direction of the rest of the livestock market. December live cattle was up 247 at 173.67, but January feeder cattle down 17 cents to 222.30. February hogs down 47 cents to 67.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower. A lot of year-end position squaring, along with some selling due to the rain in portions of Brazil that should help to benefit the corn and soybean crops. Wheat markets also mostly lower on a consolidation type of trade, with the dollar remaining at the lower end of the range, and also little fresh new news. March corn down 3 to 471 and a quarter. New crop down 1 1/4 to 503.5. January beans down 11 3/4 to 1293.5. New crop down 13 to 1245 3/4. January soybean meal down $7 to 386. January soybean oil up 35 cents to 47.84. Chicago wheat March down 3.5 to 628. May down 2 3/4 to 639.5. Minneapolis wheat March down 2 to 723.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Countryside Co-op Durand, cash corn 401, February 404, March 407, new crop at 449. Cash beans 1203, February 1208, March 1213, and new crop at 1161. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 423 and a quarter, February 429 and a quarter, March 433 and a quarter, new crop 448 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 431, new crop 423. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 406, February 411, March 416, new crop 438. Cash beans 1218, February 1221, March 1224, new crop 1170. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 416, new crop 448. Cash beans 1208, new crop at 1161. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 432, April 454, May 458, new crop 453. Cash beans 1246, April 1274, May 1278, new crop 1190. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 405, February 409, new crop 448, cash beans 1220, February 1223, new crop 1170. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 147 to 175, Holstein fed cattle 117 to 156, market cows 60 to 97, bulls 88 to 112, calves 80 to 595, beef steers 105 to 262, Holstein steers 80 to 200. Sheep markets, market lambs 207 and down, light lambs 260 and down, ewes 75 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 230 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong. Either way, you can't go wrong.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20, although the wind will back off a little bit to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. On Thursday, sunshine, high of 28. Are you looking for an awesome place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Time lovers were never true. game, hoping to win. And telling those sweet lies and losing again. And I did everything I could to get me through the night. Don't know where it started or where it might end. I turned to a stranger just like a friend.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dan Seals and Bop here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good Tuesday morning. We have temperatures in the low to mid 20s across the region this morning. The clouds are going to stick around again today, and temperatures will be in the mid 30s. We'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, did you take your Christmas tree down yesterday? If you have a real tree, there's a few things you might be able to do with that tree. And Gary Crawford will have more here next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Uncertainty lies ahead for 2024 for U.S. pork producers as California's Proposition 12 takes effect. We'll talk about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
California's Proposition 12 went into effect with the new year on Monday. It becomes California state law during a time of already great uncertainty in the pork market. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Bernd Nelson talks about the current pork market conditions.
We've got some bearish fundamentals going on in the pork market. We just had the USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report released. We found out that we've still got quite a few hogs in the inventory. The breeding inventory was up 3% from this time last year. So what this means is we have more hogs in the market than we have demand.
Nelson adds that California's Proposition 12 is about to throw another wrench into the pork market.
California possesses about 13% of the demand for U.S. pork. And when Prop 12 goes into effect, we lose that 13% demand from the conventional marketplace. Now that we're facing a decreased inventory in the beef market, that leaves us asking, when will consumer demand start to pick up for pork products, or will they, as pork is a very close substitute to our beef prices?
He says there's still a lot of uncertainty about how the market will adjust after January 1st.
I don't know that there is a lot to be done with regards to Prop 12. The fact that it takes effect on January 1 leaves so many people asking questions and very little to actually do to prepare for it. When this takes place, the only pork that will be allowed for sale in that California market will have to be compliant with Prop 12. So that automatically removes many of our conventional producers from that marketplace. And so until we see some increased demand domestically and continued demand in our export markets, we are going to be at the mercy of whatever comes into play here.
Canadian pork producers also face a lot of uncertainty as how will Proposition 12, a California law, be enforced in Canada? That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20, although the wind will back off a little bit to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 32. On Thursday, sunshine, high of 28. Are you looking for an awesome place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Like a woman. Like a woman. feel like a woman.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Make a Little Magic here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins and good Tuesday morning. Temperatures are in the low to mid 20s across the region. Markets will be reopening here today as we're all done with the holidays. So yes, it's a holiday shortened week in the trade, but we don't have another holiday weekend coming up. So markets will be kind of going back to normal today. We'll have details next hour with our market update. This reminder that on February 22nd, Security Financial Bank will be holding the 2024 Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference. This is going to be at the Florian Garden in Eau Claire. It's the fourth annual Chippewa Valley Ag Conference. There'll be two keynote addresses and a whole bunch of other educational opportunities for farmers. You can find out more. Just visit the Security Financial Bank website at sfbank.com. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Business Summit. While it may be a new year and a new you, some issues from 2023 refuse to go away. Amongst them, bird flu. Highly pathogenic avian influenza continues to impact poultry producers across the U.S. and globally. I'll have an update when we come back. The Farm Futures Business Summit is back, and it's next week, January 9th through the 11th at the Hyatt Regency Coralville in Coralville, Iowa. Get details and get registered at farmfuturessummit.com. You'll want to make plans to be in Coralville, Iowa next week as the Farm Futures Business Summit returns with a fresh dynamic format to keep the focus on the strategic long-term aspects of your business. The event kicks off on Tuesday, January 9th with a motivational address from wrestling coach and Iowa legend Dan Gable, followed on Wednesday by a full day of breakout sessions on different topics like utilizing H2A labor, leading with a mission, and modernizing the farm office. On Thursday, attendees will hear about changing trends in agriculture before breaking off for discussions on farm and business transitions. Attorney Brooke Starks will close the event with a keynote on building a legacy that lasts longer than you do. We invite you all to join us next week, January 9th through the 11th at the Hyatt Regency Coralville for the 2024 Farm Futures Business Summit. Avian influenza, commonly known as bird flu, continues to pose a significant threat to poultry farms worldwide. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, the H5N1 strain specifically, has been spreading over the past 8 weeks, with growing numbers of outbreaks in the U.S. and elsewhere. At USDA, the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service is tasked with tracking and monitoring outbreaks, and they've reported fresh HPAI outbreaks in 6 states, Ohio, Minnesota, Michigan, California, South Dakota, and Nebraska. That's on top of ongoing concerns in Iowa, Indiana, and parts of the Southeast. Utah, which had seen cases at commercial facilities, is one bright spot, with the state being certified as HPAI-free on December 29th. As culling infected flocks is still the preferred method of eradication for the virus, these most recent outbreaks have resulted in the loss of 13.2 million birds, bringing the total number of poultry lost in the U.S. since February of 2022 to a staggering 79.3 million birds, spread across 47 different states. And of course, the virus's impact isn't limited to the United States. In Asia, the H5N1 strain has been detected in Taiwan, with the more dangerous H5N6 variant recently identified in a wild bird in Japan. The virus has also been detected in mammals, including a polar bear in Alaska and a squirrel in Arizona. These are the first detections in either species, emphasizing the reach of the current outbreak. In response to the situation, the World Organization for Animal Health issued a policy brief on poultry vaccination. The World Organization for Animal Health says vaccines can, quote, be a crucial tool in controlling the disease. I'll be back with more after this.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
As this avian influenza outbreak unfolds, global authorities and farmers alike will be facing tough decisions to further protect their flocks. As the virus evolves, current biosecurity protocols might not be enough. Additional innovation will be needed to put more tools in poultry farmers' toolboxes. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Business Summit. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable! They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
My name is Julie. Lisa left you years ago.
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Somebody's knocking, should I let him in? Lord, it's the devil, would you look at him? I've heard about him, but I never dreamed. Whispering to me, your place and my place, well, which will it be? I'm getting weaker and he's coming on strong, but I don't wanna go wrong.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin all milk price for November was 1980 a hundredweight, according to USDA. That was 40 cents above October's price, but $4.20 below last November's price. The U.S. all milk price for November was $21.70 a hundredweight, $1.90 higher than Wisconsin's price, and 10 cents higher than October's U.S. price. Meanwhile, the average price received by Wisconsin farmers for corn in November was $4.40 a bushel, according to USDA. That was 40 cents below the October price and $1.68 below November. The November 2023 average price received by farmers for soybeans was at $12.80 a bushel, 40 cents above the October price, but $1.20 below the November 2022 price. All hay prices in Wisconsin averaged $184 a ton in November. That was $16 above the October price and $11 above the November 2022 price. The agriculture equipment market began a downward trend a year ago. Dealers say that 2024 might be their roughest year since COVID in 2020. The Dealer Business Outlook and Trends report shows a combination of recovering inventories, high interest rates, and a general economic downturn that has dealers preparing to weather a storm in 2024. The new survey showed a significant drop in optimism in dealers' new and used whole goods revenue forecasts, while parts and service revenue forecasts hit record high. Now, the dealers aren't facing the kind of equipment shortages that dampened their optimism in the previous report, but price increases do remain a factor despite falling from 2022 peaks. There is some degree of optimism remaining based on healthy farm financials and solid commodity prices. However, the question of how much cash farmers will bring into the new year remains in question. Revenue projections are negative as demand declines. Kansas State University researchers have reported a breakthrough in developing wheat-based foods that contain lower amounts of gluten. It's a discovery that could lessen the adverse effects of celiac and other autoimmune diseases. Scientists from Kansas State, the Agriculture Research Service, and in partnership with Kansas Wheat, successfully used the gene editing technique called CRISPR to reduce the presence of two types of gluten-coding genes. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. When people with celiac disease eat gluten, their body mounts an immune response that attacks the small intestine and small finger-like projections that help the body absorb nutrients. Researchers admitted that they were surprised that once the genes were edited, it reduced the immune toxicity. However, gluten won't be completely removed from wheat, as it's important for bread making. While the reduced gluten level achieved so far won't make wheat safe for use, it is an important step forward. Iowa-based Carbon Solutions wants to build a pipeline in South Dakota to transport carbon dioxide from Midwest ethanol plants to underground storage in North Dakota. The company wants to gather emissions from 32 ethanol plants. The project would be eligible for federal tax credits incentivizing greenhouse gas sequestration. Summit says no pipeline would break the Midwest ethanol industry and called pipeline opponents, quote, anti-ethanol, unquote. The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission denied a building permit for Summit last year, citing county setback law violations. Corn farmers who have long supported ethanol were alarmed by the company's use of eminent domain to acquire private land for the pipeline from roughly 160 farmers. South Dakota Farmers Union President Doug Somke said, members feel betrayed. They supported a growing ethanol industry before facing an infringement on their property rights. Somke says he's furious that farmers are being called anti-ethanol. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20, although the wind will back off a little bit to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 32. On Thursday, sunshine, high of 28. Are you looking for an awesome place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch.
Never can be found. Break my back to make those banknotes, paying on an almost always broken down. Fix that car and waste Sunday, and it won't start again when Monday rolls around. Ain't that the way the rent goes? Seems like it's never going down. And that banker's bound to foreclose. At this rate, I'll lose my interest in this town. Paint the walls, mend the windows. About the time the roof comes crumbling to the ground. I've been footing the bill for some time, stretching my credit out.